Cristo arrivò.
Yeah.
ஹயம்
உயி
மருத்வந்தம்
கிங்
இந்திரம்
இஹ
ஹியர் அர்த்தா ஆஃப் யுவர் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் நாஷனம்
தி
டிஸ்ட்ராயர் ஹயா மனே
வி ஷால் கால்
அயாத்தயாமோ பஹவைரநந்தரம்
prasaihya rajan juhavamadehitam. Dear King, Indra's powers are already reduced due to his attempt to impede the execution of your sacrifice. We shall call him by Vedic mantras, which were never used before. And certainly he will come. Thus, by the power of our mantra, we shall cast him into fire, because he is your enemy. So these are the priests. Ritvijaha. And this comes Ritvik also. Connection. Ritvijaha. Ready to perform sacrifice in the kingdom of Pithu Maharaj. Four sacrifices by Pithu Maharaj, of Pithu Maharaj, for Pithu Maharaj. As you define sometimes, democracy is by the people, of the people. Prabhupada was a demon crazy. So this sacrifice. Vayam marutvantam. You just order us, and what we will do? Vayam. We, the assembled priests, what we will do? Marutvantam, that Marut, Indra, Marutas, Rudra Marutas, Stunvanti Divyai Stavai, those Maruts, Indra, his brother. So he's called Marutvantam. Ihartanashanam. But he is busy, this Marutvantam, this Indram, is Arthanashanam. He's a destroyer of Artha, your interest. Because he's also described as Te Ahitam. He doesn't think of your hit, Ahitam. He doesn't think of your welfare or benefit. He is your enemy. Te hitam. Vayamahe. So we could bring him here. Prasaihya. We force him to come here. Prasaihya Rajan, O King. And how we bring him here? Ayatayama. Ayatayama upahavaihi. We will use the mantra which was never used before. Anantaraman, immediately you will have to come here. You'll be forced to come here as we chant the mantras which were never used before. And once he is here, what we will do? Juhavama Swaha. We put him into the fire. Sacrifice. And sacrifice him. Tvat Shravasa Hatat Visham. And his power has been already, well, if not totally destroyed, it is reduced. Atat Visham. Visham is power, his effulgence, his influence. Hata has been stolen, minimized, reduced. Why? Because because he has acted against you. Indra's powers are already reduced due to his attempt to impede the execution of your sacrifice. So you are trying to do something spiritual, something good for the benefit of everybody performing sacrifice, and he is the obstacle. Every coming is impeding that process, that progress. As a result, his powers have been already reduced. He's weak right now. So it is also then easier by using and will use powerful mantra. He's weak now and will use powerful mantra. And once he's here, we'll do swaha. He just ordered us. But this is not going to happen. As they were about to begin, Brahma appears. He will appear, I think, day after tomorrow. As you go through this Bhagavatam, in few days Brahma will appear. When you reach the following verses, the topic is the sacrifice, Juhavaha. And these were some old days in the past, previous ages. So that kind of sacrifice was appropriate. Srila Prabhupada is making his purport relevant to the present times. And what time is this? This is the age of Kali. And Srila Prabhupada is reminding everybody the yajna to be performed in this age of Kali is what? Sankirtan, the movement. The yajna to be performed in this age of Kali is? Say, what yajna?
Sankirtan movement.
Sankirtan movement. Ki? Yajanti sumayita saha. Bhagavatam elsewhere. This is not just Prabhupada's idea of Sankirtan movement. Is not Prabhupada's idea. Sankirtanaika pitaro. The founding fathers of Sankirtan movement are Gaurita. Sankirtanaika pitaro. Kamalaya taksho vishwambharo vijavaro. Yuga dharma palo. Vande jagat priyakaro. Karunavataro. Karunavatar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is his idea. Or this idea's origin is in Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Dharma Samsthapanathaya. Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. Lord appeared 500 years ago to establish the principles of
religion.
And religion of this age of Kali is Harir Nama. Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva. Devanam Kalo.
Nasteva, Nasteva.
As soon as Kali appears, you could close your eyes and begin performance of Sankirtan Yajna. Kali Yuga has not appeared for the first time. As soon as the winter coming, in the West they get ready to receive the winter. There's a preparation for the winter. As soon as after fall, September, October, and winter, people get ready. In August, then get ready for the winter. How do they know that there's going to be winter in December? Do you have to be an astrologer to know that in this month, upcoming month of December, it's going to be very cold, minus 20 degrees? And that happens in Canada, and in that month, during that month, devotees are performing sacrifices. Everything is cold. You can't lit even fire, but they perform sankirtan yajna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And by distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. So how does one know now soon they will be calling you? How does one find out? Well, Satya Yuga, Treta, Dwapar, and then the cycle is there. After 11 o'clock, then what happens? It's 12 o'clock, right? After 11 comes, 12 o'clock. There's a cycle. Srila Prabhupada also calls these are seasons. Satya Yuga is one season, Treta another season, Dwapar another season. And Kali Yuga is yet another season. So as you know, the seasons, the cycle, they come one after the other. And they're bound to come. So Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali. Krati dhyayato Vishnum Tritaya Mijato Makhai Vapari Paricharyaya Kalavata Parikirtana. In every Sati Yuga, the process is Krati dhyayato Om. They sit down and do dhyan and swaha in Treta Yuga and Archana in Dwapar Yuga, and as soon as Kali arrives, immediately there is Sankirtan. This happens in every Satya, every Treta, every Dwapar, every Kali Yuga. Kalauta Hari Kirtana. Every time there is a Kali Yuga, as this Kali Yuga was about to appear, Brahma was approached by Narad Muni. He has to preach. He preaches all over the universe. So now what mantra, what process? And Brahma says, chant the names of the Lord. Don't you know? This is the age of Kali. You chant the names of the Lord. Okay, that's fine, but could you say which names? Could you be more specific? And then Brahma said, Om Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmashanashanam Nataha Paratara Upayaha Sarva Vedeshu Drashyate. Brahma Uvacha. Brahma said, you are asking which names? Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmasham. These 16 names, utterance of these 16 names, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. Nashanam is here. Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. Kalmash, all the flaws, the faults, shortcomings, sinful desires will be destroyed. Kali Kalmash Nashanam Nataha Parataro Upaya. There is no better process than chanting of the 16 names Sarva Vedeshu Drashtate. He goes, I am the authority on the Vedas. I was the first one to hear the Vedas. Tene Brahma Rudaya Adi Kavai. And I have studied Vedas from, what is it, cover to cover. I started and I couldn't put the Vedas down. I read and Sarva Vedeshu Drashtate. So when I see through the Vedas, I see Harirnami Vakivanam Nataha Parataropa. There's no other way. Only way is to chant the holy names of the Lord. So this process, this Sankirtan Yajna, is the most relevant process, the process, the dharma for the age of Kali. And for everybody on this planet, this dharma is not for Hindus only, or this dharma is not only for Indians only. This dharma is for all the living entities. But of course only human beings could understand dharma. Not in other bodies, Srila Prabhupada, one place or other. 8,400,000 varieties of dresses, he says. Like this universe is a big super bazaar or hyper bazaar of the garments. And how many kinds of garments, clothes you could find? 8,400,000 varieties of garments. And the human, also again, 400,000 varieties of the human garment. Oh, this is a human section. You look like a human. You come here. Take one of these garments. Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkashaha Ahira Shumba Khasadaya Anne Chapapa. Yadava Apashraya Shraya Tasmais Prabha Vishnave Namaha. So Bhagavatam says there are how many different kinds of human bodies? Srila Prabhupada says one kind of human body is Kirat. Another kind of human body is Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Avira, Shumbha, Yavana, Khasa, and then Adaya means etc. Adaya, not only these many which are being mentioned here, the list is very long, 400,000 varieties, Adaya. And of course, this is a very special list, kind of a special list. What kind of list? These are the lists of the sinful human races. Kirat. And when that verse comes in Bhagavatam, in the proportion of Prabhupada describes, China is this and Mongolia is that. Mongolia is a country where there is no mustaches. Is that true? Mongolia is a country where people, they don't have mustache. Mooch. No. And Germany is this and Russia is that. And ye anecha papa. So all these different races, sinful. This is a list of sinful so-called civilizations, of races. And if there are any other adaya, what all they have to do, this Bhagavatam says, and Srila Prabhupada's Sankirtan movement is based on that particular verse or understanding. The people of these different countries, different people of different races in different countries all over the planet, they are sinful. But if they take shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord, ashraya, yadapa ashraya ashraya, then what would happen? What would be the outcome? Outcome would be tasmai to shuddhyanti. Okay, shuddhyanti tasmai parvavishnavai namah. Okay, they are sinful. Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport there are no brahmanas for performance of the sacrifice. No kshatriyas, no vaishyas, even shudras. Shudra is a very big position compared to yavanas and kshatriyas and Unanda, Una, Andhra, Pulinda, Yavana. And Shudra is a even higher up in hierarchy of this big list. They are at the top of the list, and the bottom goes much bigger list. And Kalo Shudra Sambhava, and more also. No Brahmanas. So how could they perform the sacrifices? But it is possible even for the sinful races, civilizations of humans on this planet. Shuddhyanti, they also will be purified. Prabha Vishnave Namaha. Such is the Prabhav of Vishnu, Prabha Vishnu Maharaj, Prabha Vishnu Namaha. Vishnu Krishna is so powerful. The people of these places, these races, if they take shelter of pure devotee of the Lord, Shuddhyanti, they will be purified. So even Srila Prabhupada went overseas. Of course, he was contemplating going overseas. That was his mission. He was ordered to go to the Western countries and propagate Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Dharma in English language. So, lifetime in preparation. And he had met Sumati Murarji and trying to get passage or seat on the boat, cargo boat. And then around that time, Srila Prabhupada had written to his god brother Sridhar Swami Maharaj. And by quoting this verse, Srila Prabhupada, in the letter, he was quoting this verse. Kirada Unandra Pulinda Bulutata. In New York, we could have a temple of Bal Krishna. We should have a temple of Bal Krishna in New York. Now, Sumati Murarji was in the Sampradaya where they worship Bal Krishna. Also, if you go, will you have a Bal Krishna temple? He was paying the fare, so Prabhupada said, oh, we have Bal Krishna temple. And he's writing to Sridhar Maharaj, yeah, we could have in New York Bal Krishna temple. So his thought is based on this Kirata, Hunantra, Pulind, Pulkashaha, and people of these places, if they take shelter of the pure devotee of the Lord, which is, and what does pure devotee of the Lord do? Lord says, Mami kam sharanam braj. Take shelter of me, Lord Krishna says. And pure devotee, what does he say? He doesn't say Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavad Gita as it is, one is propagating Bhagavad Gita as it is. What would pure devotee say? He takes shelter of Krishna. Not that for some time I'm Swami for, and then after some time I become Narayan. Today Swami becomes Narayana tomorrow, Swami Narayana. Well, I was Swami, one time I was Swami, but now you could see my popularity, Aishwarya, see my opulence, see my beauty. Sometimes they do a makeup and take photographs, and how beautiful I am now. See how many followers. So I must be Bhagwan now. Look at my opulence, look at my wealth, look at my followers, look at my beauty, look at my knowledge. So okay, I was Bhagwan, but now I have been promoted. I must be Bhagwan. Swami Narayan. So that's not a pure devotee. Doesn't become a stumbling block. Is it transferred via media? Transfer. You see pure devotee, or you could see Krishna through pure devotee. He doesn't become opaque, transparent and opaque, means called blackout. You can't see anything through him or beyond him. You just see him. Don't look beyond me. This is it. That's me, Bhagavan, such and such. So not transparent, but opaque. The pure devotee. On behalf of Lord Sri Krishna, and in this case, this age being the age of Kali, on behalf of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people are sinful, people are fallen. Is that a disqualification, being fallen, to become purified and to become religious, Krishna conscious? Being sinful is not a disqualification. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakara More Patita Pavana of this fallen age. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could save. Krishna cannot save. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could save people of this age of Kali. Krishna has to become more magnanimous. Krishna is Vadanya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanya. Because he is not alone, he has come with Radharani, who is very kind, merciful. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, and this Krishna has appeared to do what? Krishna Prema Pradayate. He has come to distribute Krishna prema. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne. I offer my obeisances unto Krishna. Which Krishna? Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne. He is Krishna, but his name now is Krishna Chaitanya. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Krishnaya Namah. I offer my obeisances unto Krishna. Which Krishna? Krishna Chaitanya Namne, whose name now is Krishna Chaitanya Namne Krishnaya Namah. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishay Namah. And his tvisha, his kanti, his effulgence, his complexion is Gauratvishay. He has a golden complexion now. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopanga Sravarshadam. So he will appear in this age of Kali. Again, Bhagavatam says, Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varnam. Varna also means color. Varna also means color. Which Varna? Varna means color. But Varna also meaning description, to describe. Varnayati, Varnayanti. And Varna also refers to the syllables. This is what? This is Varnamala. Pa varga, cha varga, ta varga, ta varga. Varna. So by using these syllables, Lord will be busy glorifying the Lord all the time. Krishna will appear and Krishna Varnam, he will be always chanting glories of the Lord. Either he will chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Are you always chant with Ramanand Rai and Surup Damodar, Osami, all night long he will chant the glories of the Lord. And he will compile the Sikshastak and he will take one Sikshastak one night. All night he will just contemplate on the deeper meanings of the glories of the Lord. Krishna Varnam and Tvisha Akrishnam. But his complexion would be Akrishna, not blackish. He'll be busy with Krishna Varna, always glorifying Krishna. But his complexion will be Krishna, not blackish. And that is Gaura Varna, Gauranga. Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Of the golden complexion. And then, Varja Sangopanga Sraparshadam. And he will be associated with Sa Anga Upanga Parshada. He will have so many associates . We don't see so many associates. Prahlad Maharaj, so when we see that Narasimha is only Prahlad Maharaj there, other incarnations, not so many, a few around, our demigods are offering prayers from up there. They're not necessarily his associates, they are up there offering prayers and flowers. But when Gauranga Mahaprabhu appears, is always, you never see Gauranga alone. He's always a but why? He wants to be busy with Sankirtan, congregational chanting. Not just dhyan like in Satyayuga, one yogi. Two is two yogis in one cave is two is too many yogis in one cave. But when it comes to Sankirtan, Sankirtan movement, more the merrier, more are welcome Sankirtan. So Lord has appeared to perform Sankirtan, congregational chanting. So he has appeared as Sangopangastra Parshadam. And his Parshadas, his associates, are also acting like Astra Shastra weapons. His associates are weapons. Otherwise, yes, well, he is empty-handed, no weapon, no Padma Shankha Gada Chakra, or no bow and arrow like Sri Ram, or no axe like Parshuram. Narasimha, what Astra Narasimha used? He used his nails. Hiranyakashipu had not put nails on the list. Make sure I'm not killed by this, not killed by that, not killed by that. I thought, okay, is list complete? He was scratching his head. Okay, looks like, okay, this is enough. She thought, I'm cheating the Lord, cheating Brahma. I asked for the boon. Please make me immortal. He was not willing. But now he's agreeing, yes, I will not be killed by this, killed by that, this weapon, that weapon. And then Lord is, if someone wants to cheat, Lord could become Maha-cheater, Maha-cheat. And Lord appeared and Tavakara Kamala Varinakam, Adhubhuta, the wonderful Lord Narasimha appeared. And he placed Hiranyakashipu on his lap and Nakam opened his belly. Using Nakam, the nails. So even that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not brought any weapon with him. His associates are his weapons. So this Abhashraya Ashraya. The people of these different races, if they take shelter of the associates of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pure devotees of followers of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shudhyanti Dasmai Prabha Vishnave Namaha. People of these different races could be purified. Such is the power of Vishnu, Krishna. Such is the power of the holy name of the Lord. So is this working out, this verse, that is people of different races all over the world would be purified? Bhagavatam says, is it working out? Where are devotees from? Where are you from? Croatia. Ukraine. So which one is that? Yavana Kasadaya. I don't know which one you want. It's which one. And America. Which race is that on that list? But they were in Europe and then they migrated. So I think America is not on the list in that sense. Because they have origin in Italy, origin in Holland, origin in see right here, that verse from Bhagavatam, Shuddhyanti Tasmai Prabhavishnavai Namaha, has happened. As a result, we have someone from France right here, just arrived, from near Mayapur. And from Burma, and from here, and from there, and from China, and from Singapore, and from Indonesia, Indonesia. They have a Garuda's airline. Indonesia's official airline is Garuda Airlines. You know that? They defeated India even. India could have gone for that name. But they could only imitate the West, Air Canada, Air US, Air India. No big deal. They couldn't think in some pride of their nation and their culture and religion. Air China, Air what's the Indonesian, Garuda Airlines. Garuda Airlines. So the Hare Krishna movement is the Sankirtan Yajna. And Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna. Krishna Varnam, the Hare Krishna movement is busy with this Krishna Varnam. Either chanting Hare Krishna, or talking about Krishna, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books which are full of glories of Krishna. Every time book is distributed, book is talking Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, hey! Krishna, 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 hey! Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Vahimam, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. The books are glorifying Krishna. As soon as you open the page, immediately the glory of Krishna you find on every page, every paragraph, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Adho Madhe Ante Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Hari is glorified in the beginning, in the middle, at the end, Krishna Varnam. And this is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's program. And only in 40 years the Sankirtana Yajna is taking place. We just had a World Holy Name Week, and we have very encouraging reports from all over the world. From 10th of September 10 to 20th of September, all over the world, devotees of Hare Krishna movement, I hope and suppose that you are part of that also. Chanting extra Mahamantra, Japathon, we are Japathon. Not a marathon, a walkathon, we are Japathon. Chanting extra rounds, more public chanting all over, in every city, wherever this is gone, villages and towns, and 24-hour kirtans, which is going on here for 25 years now. Past 25 years, there's a 24-hour kirtan. Krishna Balaram Temple. For some temples during the World Holy Name Week, they were chanting at least one day. They started from Mangalarti till next Mangalarti. Or they started in the evening, Sandhyarti till next Sandhyarti. Some temples also did 12-hour kirtans. So big yajna, big Sankirtana yajna was performed on this planet. In Germany there was a Kirtan Mela and the devotees from all over the world assembled for 5 days and all day non-stop there was a Kirtan. And that Kirtan chanted there, but the benefit is not just localized benefit. Benefit is universal benefit. Universally people are benefited. You chant here, but the benefit is global benefit. And village, global village, globe is becoming like a globe, but it's a village, small village. So it goes, spreads all over.
Every activity you perform, yajnyartham,
Yajnyata. One of the name of Lord is Yajna. Yajna is the name of Lord. Yajna Purusha. Yajnyata Karmana. You perform activity for Yajna. Yajna Purush is the enjoyer. Anyatha. Lokoyam Karma Bandhana. Immediately that activity is going to be cause of bondage. From yajna, that is the Sankirtan movement, is that yajna. Any questions, comments? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, I didn't know that in previous ages, it's whenever we chant, this recite mantra perfectly, then instead of appearing something, it will be something else. But also, you see, in this age, when you are chanting, if we mispronounce the mantra, then it's there.
Hari Haraya Namaha. What did we just chant? Hari Haraya Namaha. So who should be appearing? Hari and Har. Shiva will appear. If you chant Hari Haraya Namaha, if Shiva appears, don't be surprised. Because you chanted his name. Har, Har is Shiva, and Haraya is Haraya Namaha. The proper mantra is, a proper pronunciation is Hari Haraye Haraye. When you say Haraye, that is unto Hari, the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Hari Haraye Namaha. You could open our song book and you will see it is Hari Haraye Namaha. Doesn't say Hari Haraya Namaha. So if someone else appears, it's not their fault. You did invocation, you invited them. So like that, there are many things. So we have come up with a book, proper pronunciation guidebook. You could refer to this morning. Srila Prabhupada, we read Janardhan Prabhupada's reading that Prabhupada, and you know how. I don't remember from this morning, but Prabhupada said, "Snik snik hare hare." Sometimes the holy chant what? Snik snik hare hare, snik snik hare hare, snik snik. So who is this snik? And from which planet does he come from? Snik. Oh, who do you worship? Worship snik. Snik snik hare hare. Of course, the Lord is very kind, Bhava Grahi Janardhan. He knows your power. And he will forgive you. But Prabhupada did not approve. Proper, and he said, loud chanting, not just whispering. God is that person who has we have Adi, but Lord is Anadi. Then you know, he must be God. He is God. I am created, he is created, Brahma is created, Indra is created, this is created, that person created. But here he is one person. No one created Lord. There was no time when he did not exist. Then you should bow down, Mr. You should bow down at that person. Oh, here's it. So there's a principle called Nethi. Not this, not this, not this. He is not God, he is not God, he is not God. He is God because Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. This is how Lord Brahma, your question's answer is not given by me, but Lord Brahma, who is most wise person, and the first person, first created being is Brahma. And there was only one time, there was the Lord and Brahma, no one else in the creation. And he realized, I was created, but this person not created. He has always existed. Even before the creation, he existed. If we are talking of creator, well, I'm not creator, you're not creator. But the world is created, there has to be creator. Otherwise, what is the question of creator, creation? So creation was created by none of us who were not involved. We did not even exist in this world. So that is the Supreme Lord. Some call him God, but we call him Sri Krishna, because we know his name also. Everything that you need to know about God is already known, has been made known. His father, his mother, his address, including his phone number. Our Guru Maharaj used to say. So we need not make any experiments with the truth. Someone did that, and Prabhupada was, you don't make experiments with the truth. You accept the truth. That makes your life easy. So the truth is there, available. We could hear the truth, accept the truth, and waste a lot of our time, bahunam janmanam ante, many, many lifetimes, searching, looking, breaking our brains. Stop this. Talk less, hear more. God has given us 2 ears and 1 mouth. So we should be talking half the time, 2 times hearing, then 1 time talking. We do it the other way around. We hear less and talk more. And these days talk has become very cheap. It costs only 50 paisa per talk for 1 hour. People are advertising. It hardly costs you anything. Talk more, talk more, talk more. So everyone is talking. No one is hearing. Everyone is talking, talking, talking. So we should. So there's a process to know the truth. And Lord personally, to set example, as a brahmachari, he had gone to his guru's ashram. He chose a guru, Sandipani Muni. He sat down, Lord sat down at the feet of Sandipani Muni, and he was taking lessons. Not that he didn't. He had to know anything, but he is teaching by example. Yeah.
October, Saturday, and I personally invited his Grace Gopi Pranathanathu to speak here. So he was
Thank you.